This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3873 for Wednesday, the 7th of June, 2023. Today's show is entitled Next Cloud Instance Updating. It is hosted by ToadJet and is about 3 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is automatic updating of Next Cloud installation.
ToadJet again. Been a while since I've put a podcast up, and I heard Ken's call for shows, so figured I had to get one done. This is a follow-up to a previous one I did, talking about how to automatically update your Nextcloud server itself and not just the applications. I had a previous episode for updating the applications, and I'll have a link in the show notes for that. A couple things about my environment. It's a headless server. It's running Nextcloud on Fedora 38. Apache web server. Nextcloud runs as the Apache user, and apps are being updated according to the previous episode 3297, which is automatically update Nextcloud apps via cron. So I wanted to keep my environment up to date without having to deal with it all the time. The server itself is backed up, and so I'm not worried about one of the updates breaking things, because worst case I can go to one of my backups to restore that. So what I ended up doing is setting up a cron job, similar to what I did for the app update, for updating Nextcloud itself. The couple of key things was I was reading through the documentation, found you had to do special things to enable the ACP command line updates, and you also had to schedule for no interactions because you're not able to be there while it's running. I've got a copy of the cron job in there, but my cron job is set up so it has mails to me the results of whatever it does for the updates. It also has samples in there from my Nextcloud update, the cron job for Nextcloud that's running the updates that are running for applications, and then the updates for the Nextcloud itself. If you look at the timing on there, I was careful in the timing because I wanted to make sure that the update for Nextcloud completed before it did the application updates. So it's running at 1 o'clock in the morning on Sundays, and the application update runs at 5 o'clock. So the 1 o'clock should be done, have everything applied and be completed before the application updates occur right afterwards. This happens, like I said, once a week. It sends me an email when everything is done, letting me know all's gone well or all what's went wrong. So hopefully this will be helpful for you, and all of this will be documented in the show notes. Thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.